The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Flip, flip, flip all these burgers.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is the Texans whooped that ass last night. It was 7-6 in the fourth quarter, but then it finished to be 30-6. As the Texans defense got 2 touchdowns in there, Woody Marks capped off his 100-yard game with a touchdown, and they put that thing away, and they are moving on to head to New England to face the 2 seed, the New England Patriots. Should be a really, really great week leading up and a good time to be had. But when we look at yesterday's game, I think, Clint, this potentially will be the biggest story and talking point in this week as we get ready for this game coming up on Sunday, and that is Nico Collins. Nico Collins and Justin Watson, they both went out with concussions in this game. Nico looked to be in rough shape, trying to walk off the field, and then ultimately was carted off the field with a towel on his head. Here's D'Amico Ryans giving the latest on Nico Collins after his concussion.
As of right now, Chrissy, Nico is in the concussion protocol. So as everyone knows, that it takes time. Each guy heals differently at different paces. So we'll see how the week goes for Nico. But as of right now, he's in the concussion protocol.
Excuse me. Yeah, he's in the concussion protocol right now. And Clint, the way he looked, and we watched CJ miss 3 games. We watched Petrie miss 3 games. Well, you would probably be leaning towards they may have to go without Nico Collins. Just the way that looked, felt like it was the second time maybe he took a shot in the head area But that last one, that looked rough, him trying to come off the field and the way he was looking off on the cart. So it feels like that might be one where they miss him for a week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be not a miracle, but it would be a huge surprise if he were available against the New England Patriots on Sunday. So yeah, I think it's I mean, and D'Amico is obviously going to approach it this way. It's the way he approaches every concussion. Is we'll see how the week goes, but right now we're approaching it as everybody else has to step up, next man up type of deal. So yeah, it's unfortunate that the one consistently explosive playmaker game changer that you have on this offense is a guy that you're not going to have in the second round of the playoffs on the road against New England more than likely. But the approach of this offense all year long has been to not necessarily focus on one player, but spread the ball around to whoever's open. If they give Nico more attention, then spread the ball around. And so that approach, while I've been critical of it and don't like it one bit, haven't liked it one bit, that approach will definitely pay off, given that you spent the entire season making sure that you get guys like Xavier Hutchinson, Jaden Higgins, getting those guys involved more. And so now that could potentially pay off in a big way.
Yeah, and it's a potential devastating loss.
Yeah.
for this team and this offense. And it puts more pressure, Clint, on what we saw them excel in yesterday. Is they've got to run the football. Like two things that they did not get a lot of, and that I just can't believe they baked on, Clint. They're going to need more of that if Nico Collins isn't able to go. The way they ran the football and the emergence of Christian Kirk in that game, they're going to need more of that coming up in this game against a better defense. And Mike Vrabel with, time to prepare for it if Nico Collins isn't there. They're going to need those two elements to come back and be big for them again. Yep. Because they've got to find – I mean, he was their number one offensive weapon, but also the guy that drew so much coverage and drew that away from some of the other young guys.
Yeah, I mean, either way you slice it, whether you're trying to get Nico the football and he's that dangerous and you're successful getting it to him, or – He's commanding so much attention that it creates opportunities for other guys. There's more voids on the field opposite him because he's getting so much attention. Either way you look at it, he was a guy that was dictating coverage. He was a guy that was going to impact the game one way or another, directly or indirectly, and you're without that guy. So, hell yeah, it's a big deal if he's not going to be able to be there.
Yeah, also a note, and I see this from the text line. You're right, we talked about it before. Their top corner – And not just their top corner, one of the better corners in the league, starting to come in his own, Christian Gonzalez. He has a concussion too, and that's a huge deal for the Patriots if he's unable to go. And I checked that. Has Nico had a concussion this year? I thought he.
Yes, unfortunately, week 7, Nico had a concussion. He missed week 8 and then came back week 9.
That's why he missed the Niners game. So the second concussion he has had this season. Just the way he looked, man, it'd be a bit of a surprise to me if he returned just in a short week. So we'll see. As he said, we'll keep an eye on it because that is obviously the biggest storyline leading up to this game is Nico Collins and his availability.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we talked a little bit about the biggest story in football. Mike Tomlin steps down as head coach after 19 years. With the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, Clint, a couple of things that have been expressed. Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports wanted to make this one clear. Mike Tomlin has not been fired. He's voluntarily leaving the organization, so the Steelers will retain his rights. He would be in ultra-high demand should he still want to coach, even if he takes a year off. But in that scenario, Pittsburgh could trade him like the Saints did with Sean Payton with the Broncos. It would be a trade because they still have his rights. So if you want Mike, just like with Sean Payton, I don't know if that would be a huge deterrent to bring to having somebody want to go get him. But I think Sean Payton did go for a pretty like a premium draft pick. I don't want to say it was a first, but a premium draft pick. But that is a kind of a kind of a wrench in this thing with Mike Tomlin if he wants to go on a coach again, not even just after this year, but again, the Steelers still have his rights with him. So any team that wants to get him, they're going to have to trade and give up assets to get Mike Tomlin, which, hell, if you're certain teams, that might be something that's worth it.
Yeah, the New Orleans Saints got a first and a second round draft pick for Sean Payton.
That is first and second. Jesus, I didn't think it was that high.
Well, there were some swaps going on. The Broncos also got the Saints 2024 third round pick back in exchange. So it was a one and a
first
two.
And
it was
second.
A one and a two for a three in the coach.
Wow.
But
and that's a defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal. The interesting part about this is, and I know this has to be part of the discussion with Mike Tomlin. I mean, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are the two bells of the ball here. I mean, they can. I would think that those two guys would be able to damn near have the pick of the litter. I mean, if you're Mike Tomlin and you want to coach, there's a huge gamble to say, oh, well, I'm just going to go do TV for a year or two, and then I'll decide if I want to get back into it. That gamble is, right now, there are 9 openings. Let's say it's 8 because you don't want to count Pittsburgh because he's obviously not going back there. There's 8 openings right now. The market has never been better for a head coach to jump off into it. I mean, 9 total openings across the board in the NFL right now. And if you are one of the top guys available right now and you could have the pick of the litter, like I don't know that going, I'm a little burnt out now. I'm going to wait 2 years. Well, what if in 2 years from now there's only 1 or 2 openings and they're both crappy jobs where you got to completely rebuild? You know, is that what you want to do? So it is an interesting dynamic with Tomlin stepping away here. Is he going to step away, do some TV, let his value diminish a bit before a trade happens?
You think his value, you think in 2-3 years, because he's 53, in 2 or 3 years you think, people maybe move away from Mike Tomlin? Because I feel like over the next several years, Mike Tomlin would be a top candidate. If not the top candidate in each cycle.
Well, I think, as I said, I think the dynamic changes. I think Tomlin's always going to draw a good return, no doubt, right? But yeah. But I do think when you're looking at teams, like right now, if you're Pittsburgh and you get 4 teams in a bidding war for Mike Tomlin, hell, who knows what you could get in return?
Yeah.
If it's a year when there's only 1 team and you're just working specifically with this 1 team and it's like, hey, man, we'll give you a first, then you don't have that. You don't have those teams that are competing for his service. So, that's all. I mean, that's just the point is I think his value will diminish based on how many people are how many jobs are filled or how many jobs are available.
Yeah. All right. Also, Adam Schefter says, my sense is that Mike Tomlin is going to go into television. Mike fooled around getting that TV thing and he fooled around, see how much money he's making and the less stress on his life.
Yeah.
And the less travel and all that on it.
That's right.
Because I do think
winning and losing looks a little different in that world.
It does seem like Mike would be pretty good in the media.
No question.
It seems like Mike Tomlin, even though he gets he's run his course with me and his lingo, but I think you could see him being a potential star there, and that could get real comfortable sitting up in there. Yeah,
no
before
doubt.
You remember how comfortable John Gruden got up in there, and it took him a while before he got in there. So Mike Tomlin is out with the Steelers with several options ahead of him.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Speaking of the other coach that's one of the top commodities, John Harbaugh, he officially had his first formal interview since he was fired from the Ravens. He had it with the Atlanta Falcons. He will also be conducting interviews, extensive phone call interviews with the New York Giants, Tennessee Titans, Cleveland Browns, Vegas Raiders, and Arizona Cardinals. So John Harbaugh is coaching. He is going to coach again, and if I am a guy like you just talked about Tomlin, if I'm John Harbaugh and it's like, all right, I got 8 openings. Same thing with him with Baltimore. He's not going back. I got 8 openings. That Atlanta one looks pretty sexy.
Hell yeah.
That Atlanta one looks pretty good when you've got a young quarterback that maybe you could feel pretty good about, and you got a lot of young players around him, Bijan Robinson, and they've even retooled their defense a little bit as well, too. That one looks really attractive. Unless he is just really into a tear down, and he's 63, yeah, by the way, just into a real tear down, and let's build this thing back up thing.
Yeah, you look at the other options that he's interviewing with. I think those are all either tear down and rebuild or just rebuild. New York, Tennessee, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Arizona. I mean, I think those are all at the very least a rebuild situation or finish the rebuild. You know, a good, strong, expensive renovation at the very least. Whereas I think I agree with you. I think Atlanta's a place you take over. You hire the right people, you could expect to win that division next year.
Yeah, and the division, you're right. Because I think the Giants and the Falcons are in a similar, maybe especially if you like Jackson Dart. Like, you got the young quarterback. They got a bunch of young defensive players. They got a good young left tackle. They got a good young receiver in Malik Nabers coming off injury. They got Cam Scataboo. So there's some pieces there with the Giants that may tickle your fancy. I don't know.
5 o'clock fire.
I don't know if I've ever said tickle your fancy in my life.
That was good usage, man. That was good.
It was real tickle the fancy. All right, Rockets. They're back at it tonight. They'll take on the Bulls, and they're in a bit of a lull. They got to get this thing together. They've lost three in a row. Şengün is back. They've lost three in a row. They lost to the Portland Trail Blazers twice, and then they lost to the Kings. And it is KD's playing. Amen Thompson had 30 the other night in that loss against the Kings, but they got to get this thing going and pick this thing back up. The West is so competitive as it is usual most years, but you lose a game, boy, you can go from 2-5. You can go, like, you can drop pretty quickly and it's just really the teams that they are losing to, and this to me is another team with Şengün in there that they are better than, that you would hope they come out there and win. They're a 12.5 point favorite tonight, Tyler, just in case you're ready for best bets, and that's a part of where you're going tonight. But a 12.5 point favorite against a Bulls team that's under 500, that they should take. They got to get off.
They gonna make a move for the trade deadline?
I don't think a major one. I don't think a major one. And I know that the big name is after Trae Young. Since he's been traded is Ja Morant, and they've already come out. It's already been reports already that the Rockets are not at all interested in that. But I don't think maybe a small move, but they've got some guys like Finney Smith hasn't even played yet. You know, over there with that injury that they signed in the offseason to bring in, that could be another piece. So they got some guys over there. So I don't think they make any major moves.
He's played.
Did he? I didn't think
he's
he got going.
He's been on the floor for a while now.
Has he? Did he come back? Man, I just made that up with Finney Smith. All right. I just made that up. Really? Did he come back?
Yeah, he's been back.
All right. Well, damn. All right. Maybe I missed him. All right. Coming up as we continue, T-Mill's best bets coming up here at 5:30, and we've got to look at the two big stories out of the game. Which things are on your mind, the Texans defense or the Texans quarterback? We'll discuss that next.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday, Playoff Edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as it is a Reaction Tuesday, Victory Tuesday, as the Texans take care of business in Pittsburgh and blow out the Steelers in that fourth quarter 30-6. And they will head to take on the New England Patriots coming up next Sunday. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in a few minutes around 5:30, so stay tuned for that. Let's head to the phone lines. Larry and Stafford in the building. I know a satisfying win for you as your Texans get ready to go. Where you at? Where's your mind at on this game?
Hey, so we went right up there and showed them Pittsburgh Steelers that we came to play football. And I'm going to get to that part of it, but let me hit on a couple of things y'all was talking about earlier. Number one, y'all know Ed Ingram is controlling that ox in that locker room, man. That boy from LSU and them boys being there, you know, they partying, man. And that's a song. You have to have T. Mill go in there and find that song by Trill Lee and Prince Rick or whatever his name. Walk around the club, everybody. You know, they go exactly. They go in and go hard, man. So that's how the Texans play, and they are a reflection of their head coach. And another thing, Aaron Rodgers' ass better go sit his old ass down. This game is over for him, man. He don't want to play no more football after the way them boys was hitting him last night. He might think he still have the skill set that a lot of us think we still can do, but this is a young man's game. And some of the hits he took last night, I felt bad for Aaron because, look, sometimes the mind want to do what the body just can't do no more, and his ass is done. And there's an assisted living or a 50-year-old senior citizen location that has him and Tomlin's name on it because we are in the business now as Houston Texans fans and as the players and team over there, we are trying to ruin folks' season, which brings me to Drake May. Drake May's ass is about to experience something real different, too, because he thinks that he's the MVP of the league, and that's fine. That's right up until your ass ain't played nobody with a top 10 defense all season, or you ain't played a top 10 team all season. New England got some problems at DB. I'm okay with Nico getting enough rest made just in case, because here's the thing. Hutch, Higgins, Noel, and now that Christian Kirk decided that he liked that $16 million that he been stealing all season, his ass has showed up. Fellas, look, this ain't that complicated, man. This team goes out and plays football at a high level with one glaring exception that I got to talk about. CJ Stroud, I don't need your ass sitting in the middle of the field sitting crisscross applesauce with your legs crossed after your ass and fumbled the ball three times and threw one of the worst interceptions I've seen in a long time. You are my quarterback. I love you, dog, but you are showing symptoms and tendencies of being way too soft for anybody that resides in the H. Your ass needs to grow up and man up, because we are three clicks away from a Super Bowl that this city has never had, and I don't need your ass out there acting like a broad, man. Toughen your ass up and go out there and play football. If not, these people are going to continue to question whether or not you have the mental toughness to be our starting quarterback. I don't question you doing that, but your ass sitting over there in Indian style had everybody where I was at last night tripping. Look here, so it's a fun time to be a Texas fan, because you know and I know we had gone through a lot of pain to get here, but we here now, Baytown Badass. You tell Miss Lauren and them girls I said hi, and I'll holler.
I'll holler.
All right, a lot of things there. First off, he's lying about his comfort with the receiving corps without Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. Now, he just convinced himself that. And second, I don't think it has nothing to do with in toughness, and even equating toughness to a broad is what he said. Yeah, that you need to age up, Larry. You're better than that. You got tough women.
Mel will kick your ass, bro.
Let's not turn that into that's a line for being a woman for being soft. I don't even think it's a soft thing with CJ. I just think he just don't have confidence right now. So, I mean, I don't even know if it's that, but he damn sure ain't confident about that damn receiving core. All right, now you just said that out loud. All right, rolling out Higgins, Noel, Christian Kirk, who you hated, not just you, everybody, could not stand, football hated, right until he played yesterday. Let's calm it down. But we'll get to CJ here before we leave. We will get to CJ, because to me the two big stories obviously is, well, one, they're moving on, but the other big story is the defense was amazing. The other 1B story is what's up with CJ Stroud. What was up with that game? Turning the ball over. But we'll get to that. Let's get to T Mill's best bets. Go ahead and let us know. And if you need to, go check out at T Mill Real Deal to get the latest. What's your best bets, Tyler?
Well, first of all, would really love for this to be a lot better of a week than the last time we all talked about best bets. Pretty sure that was the worst stretch we've ever had since we started doing T-Mill's best bets.
Yeah, almost. I mean, I was a bad day away from you taking the wee off. Including me on that one.
I wouldn't have been able to fight personal. You. Yeah, no, it was rough. But we don't have those often, so I like to think that we're going to start off on a hot foot tonight. I got four best bets around the NBA, one involving the Rockets, who are back in action for a 7-10 tip tonight at Toyota Center. First two bets today actually involve the Milwaukee Bucks. First of all, I'm on -1.5 for the Bucks in the first half. First half, -1.5 as they host the Timberwolves. Next, in that same game, I'm on the money line for the Bucks to win this one tonight. Your third best bet is going to be a pick'em. I took the Miami Heat to win in a toss-up at -120 odds as they host the Phoenix Suns tonight. And then your fourth best bet, this is one of those ones that didn't hit for us last time we talked. The hook killed us. I think we get it tonight easy. Kevin Durant of your Houston Rockets, over 4.5 rebounds.
Whew.
Again,
Toyota, it got you last time, baby.
7-10. Yeah, no, it got me.
I think they got Clint too. That last time.
It got me.
I think Clint was in that. It was in that too.
I'd love for KD to just get 5 rebounds in the first half. That'd be nice. But those are your four best bets. It's get off on the right foot.
Shingun's back, so we'll see.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he's able to still get them rebounds. T-Mill's best bets. Check him out at T-Mill Real Deal. If you miss any of those, all right, he's going to get this thing started off right. You miss any of those, you can go to at T-Mill Real Deal. Even though I say I still like the Durant rebounds.
Let's go.
I looked up there and I said, damn, man, he only got four.
Too damn big to not get five rebounds, man.
Yeah. All right. Mel says she agrees with you, Larry. So there you go. There you go. All right, coming up. As we said,
the holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We gotta talk about CJ Stroud. That performance, was it concerning? Was it a one-off? We'll discuss what we saw from him yesterday coming up next on The Drive.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday, playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will be live from the Texans team shop. And our old friend, man, I thought he was out there playing last night, Wade Smith. He will join the fellas this afternoon or this evening. So stay tuned. Right behind us, Wade Smith joins
Bro
Texans All Access tonight. I bet he was proud as hell to watch that Texans offensive line just destroy and absolutely really make the Steelers D-line and front seven tap out. I mean, we're talking guys like T.J. Watt up there and Highsmith and Cam Hayward and Patrick Queen in that front seven, that they just repeatedly, time after time, just ran through them. I think it looked like they could have told them the plays, and still just absolutely ran through them. It was
impressive. It was impressive. I mean, to me, it just takes the Texans were already obviously a major contender here for. And just because of the defense and you know, just there's nothing offensively big picture that gave you a lot of confidence that they were going to be a reason why at any point in time. Boy, you watch yesterday, and that run game is one that you go, hey, who gives a damn what who's healthy, who's not, who the quarterback is, who's not. If you can run it like that and play defense like that, you can win a Super Bowl, and you can stay relevant for a long time in the playoffs and the Super Bowl conversation.
Yeah, they were fantastic. But Wade Smith coming up behind us, and we got a Larry of 45. They, I'm sure, will get to express their first thoughts about the Texans moving on. Area 45, the best late night local sports show in all of Houston. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton coming up at 8 o'clock until midnight. They got you late right after. You get Wade Smith and Texans All Access. If you missed it, we moved the time now. Gonna let you know for about another week. T Mills, best bets at T Mill Real Deal. He's got them posted. We do them at 5:30, and you can go and check them out if you missed them. 5:30 every day. T Mills best bets to win a little cash. All right, Clint, your thoughts from C.J. Stroud and what you saw from him last night. 3 turnovers, 5 fumbles, 2 fumbles that he lost from those 5 fumbles, threw an interception. And obviously, I had people texting me. I'm going to tell you this. I had people texting me that are people who cover the Texans. Is this the worst game that C.J.'s ever played? And people outside of the city texting, you think CJ's gonna get paid next year? Like, you think he's gonna be the quarterback long term? So that performance on the big stage, seeing CJ led Joe Buck at one point say, "What is going on the snaps and the mishandles?" What did you what was your thoughts on what you saw last night?
Well, I thought it wasn't good. For me personally, I think it's concerning. Whether you're talking about paying him big money or you're talking about the team's ability to win a Super Bowl this year and moving forward with C.J. Stroud behind center. I mean, this is not a rough game because you made a couple of poor decisions. This is not a rough game because you took some sacks. This was a rough game for C.J. Stroud because he was completely overwhelmed for extended periods of time. The moment appeared to be too big for C.J. Stroud multiple times in this game. The environment, right, on the road, in the cold, at night, in the playoffs, appeared to be too big for C.J. Stroud. C.J. appeared to panic multiple times in this game. I don't even care to look at the interception alone or the fumbles in a vacuum. I'm just looking at the overall big picture. And you can't ignore it because C.J. Stroud made a couple of big throws, right? That's not, I mean, C.J. Stroud is a very, very gifted passer of the football. He is going to make throws down the field if the offensive line, if they're running the football the way they were and the offensive line can protect him, he's going to hit two or three throws down the field that are going to swing field position. Hopefully you get some points. Bigger picture is C.J. Stroud as a quarterback that's a really good young quarterback that's had great moments. Is he developing? Is he trending in the right direction or is he regressing? I would say the last 2 years he's regressed. I would say last night was one of C.J. Stroud's worst performances. And again, it's not about turning the ball over. It's not about winning the game or not winning the game. It's about watching him play the quarterback position. Last night was very, very concerning. You know, you look at the fumbled snaps or not catching the snap. And it's one thing to do that once. It's even one thing to do it once, pick the football up, and maybe even compound a bad play into a worse play, right? But there were three dropped snaps, one of which wasn't his fault. There was a bobbled snap right after a timeout that causes a distraction from his rhythm, his ability to catch the ball and read the defense. Like, it's not about making a mistake with C.J. Stroud. And really, with this whole offense, because I think Nick Caley can with this same point can be made about Nick Caley. It's about when things go wrong, they tend to last multiple drives. They tend to cost you a quarter or a half of football, right? And the only explanation to that is the moment is too big. The moment is overwhelming. The player, the individual is panicking. And that is the bigger picture concern for me for C.J. Stroud. I don't believe that C.J. Stroud has limitations in what he can do on the football field. Whether we're talking about being a pro-style passer or we're talking about driving the football down the field or we're talking about, you know, working the pocket, using his legs. I think he naturally, instinctually does those things well. But there's something about when that moment is big, are you cool, calm, and collected, or do you have happy-ass feet? Because I say it a million times, you can see a quarterback think through his feet. And when them feet start jumping around all over the place and he starts panicking, looking left, looking right, not knowing where to go with the football and how to get out of the situation he's in, you got a major problem. And the reality of it is, on the flip side, this is not an offense like Caleb Williams is in where it's like, oh, don't worry about it, man. You missed a wide open throw. We're gonna come back and we're gonna dial up another one for you right here on second down. Guess what? You missed again. We're gonna dial up another one right here on third down. Oh, you threw a pick. We're gonna come back and we're gonna be ultra aggressive the rest of the game and create these down the field opportunities. That's not the offense that C.J. Stroud has been tasked with executing and leading. Right? This offense is about minimizing risk. This offense is about minimizing negative plays. Right? And we're having a problem. We've heard getting out of the huddle. We've heard communication. Now you can add catching snaps. And now we're talking about C.J. Stroud, a guy that we're hoping can win Super Bowls here in Houston. And you're talking about paying $50 or $60 million. And we're talking about, oh, I'm just so proud of him because he didn't go in the tank. Like, that's where we're at with C.J. Stroud. Hey man, we expect him to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And when he's not, hey man, you got to be better offensively. We got to be better. It literally is, oh, but man, can't talk about Christian Kirk having a good day unless you talk about C.J. Stroud. Hey, man, I'm just proud of C.J. Stroud not going in the tank. A lot of guys go in the tank. No, they don't. The great ones that live in the playoffs and win a ton of football games and play the position at a high level, they don't. Right? I mean, that's the most concerning thing to me is what I watched, and then it's followed up with, handle with kid gloves, and boy, I'm just proud he didn't go in the tank. Like, that's where we're at on that side of the ball.
Yeah. Text line chiming in on this. Love how you all take a single game and turn it into a referendum on his career. Yes, it was one of his worst games, and it was a single game. Yep. I just believe you're full of it and that you wouldn't be saying this if they lost. And I think you probably, I'm going on a limb, probably somebody who follows football. And I think that you know that C.J. Stroud has not been playing at a high level and not to the level that the expectations were for him after his first year. And I think you can put all of that together. I'm hopeful that he doesn't do this again. I'm hopeful that he doesn't. But, man, they're not even asking him to do much. That interception, I'm going to just be honest. Fellas, C.J. Stroud don't do enough good for him to be able to make up for a decision like that on this team. Right? Like, Josh. Josh Allen pisses you off with some of his turnovers, but Josh Allen is also just doing every single thing for the team. Like, he is the Texans defense for that team. He's just not, like, he's just, like, CJ is being called upon to, hey, man, just get us in the right stuff. Don't turn it over. He doesn't do enough for him to be able to make decisions and mistakes like that. Now, some of that's not on him. I think he's, as you said, very capable, and I believe they should treat him and ask him to do more than he does. But right now, they're not. He can't make those decisions. Now, that does not mean that C.J. Stroud can't go and play up to his potential and play a good game against the Patriots on Sunday. I believe he can. I'll just tell you, C.J. Stroud has been a middle-of-the-road quarterback the last year plus. Well, and you can't do that being a 10 to 15 range quarterback.
Well, look, I mean, to the texture, it's not a referendum on a career. It's a conversation about a piss poor performance. I mean, and if you want to ignore it, you can ignore it. That's fine. Nobody's telling you you've got to feel any kind of way about it. I'm just telling you that. I mean, the expectations for C.J. Stroud are never going to be lower. What a team is asking a quarterback to do. Is easier in Houston than it is anywhere in the country. I mean, they're literally asking you to not drop snaps. They're literally asking CJ, don't turn the ball over when we got
don't
points.
Don't turn it over.
They're literally asking you to catch a snap and just you ain't. They're not even asking you to make great plays. They're okay with punting. Like, just don't turn the ball over to the other team in field goal range so that they can get 3 points.
Hit Nico Collins. It's never 20 yards down the field when nobody's around.
It's never going to be easier to quarterback a football team than it is right now for C.J. Stroud. And he struggled mightily with that yesterday. And the bigger picture is, the panic, the overwhelming, you know, the way look he appeared, he was overwhelmed. And it's not a referendum on anybody's career. I mean, it just we're at a point in the speaking of career. I mean, I don't know how long you guys are going to want to sit around and watch a freakishly talented quarterback that we've seen play at a Pro Bowl level. How many years does he play before you start expecting him to do certain things? Like, again, just don't lose the game is all he's being asked to do. Like, at what point are you going to turn the corner on CJ and be like, hey, man, yeah, I expect a little bit more out of him?
Like, we expect right off the bat that CJ's not the reason that they lose, and now they're even playing towards it and playing a style of ball that even pushes that even more.
Ron, it was 7.
Everybody played great yesterday, except for the quarterback.
It was 7-6 in the fourth quarter. It was 10-6. And Sheldon Rankins
made the big play.
Goes and scores a touchdown to make you. I mean, you were literally one play in the fourth quarter from one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game, and DK Metcalf, an absolute freak of nature, from losing a game because your quarterback
kept turning the ball over.
Kept turning because it's not because you couldn't run the ball. It wasn't because you couldn't protect him.
Yeah,
it was because you killed three drives with turnovers.
Whew.
Right? I mean, so. I mean, it's one of those. It's funny how, boy, the defense goes out there and scores 2 points, and then the conversations are completely off limits about about QB one.
All right, great job, Clint. Great job, Tyler. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. 572-4610. Sweet Tyler Milner will open up the phone lines for you. 713-5724. Yeah, man. Sweet tea, man. Yeah. He could be an honor Palmer, whatever you need for him, baby. I thought it was Laura. She was on it.
Tyler Milner, you are the greatest producer in the world.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. forgetteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.